It's Steel About the Buns, Mind, Body, and Spirit with Tammy Lee Webb. Welcome to episode 3 of It's Steel About the Buns with Fitness Hall of Fame member and best-selling author, Tammy Lee Webb, star of Buns of Steel, one of the best-selling exercise videos of all time. Tammy Lee's guests today are Jen Bell of the Wrinkled Not Dead podcast and special guest Sonia Marie, world-renowned nutritionist. Don't think this episode's going to be a rehash of nutritional guidance you've heard before. And here's proof, just one of Sonia Marie's nutritional strategies, the concept of bio-individuality. Each person has unique food and lifestyle needs. One person's food is another person's poison, a reason why fad diets tend to fail in the long run. This is going to be interesting. Tammy Lee Webb.
Well, thank you. And I am so excited about today's program because Sonia Marie is one of my dearest, longest friends, and she is my nutrition girl. When I'm thinking nutrition, I go to her. So what I wanted to share, the information, she's so full of great information as well as things that fit into our everyday life. And Jen, of course, I wanted you here today because you kind of represent my listeners, my followers, and that is, you know, women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, and our bodies change. And as we change, we know we have to make changes within our not only exercise, but our nutrition program as well. So first of all, welcome, Sonia Marie.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. So as we do with each show, I like to start with your IQ. So I always ask my listeners, here's your IQ Q&A. And Sonia, these are the questions that you put together for our listeners. So I'm going to say what the question is, and then Jen is going to follow it up with either the A, B, or C, or D.
Perfect.
Okay, so those of you out there, here's your first question. This is all about holistic nutrition and weight loss. What is holistic nutrition?
Is it A, a lot of hocus pocus? B, vegan and vegetarian food? C, eating single ingredient foods? Or D, gluten-free eating?
So I, of course, know the answer to this, but what would you think, Jen?
I would say vegan and vegetarian. I've always thought that that is sort of the holistic way of eating.
Okay, Miss Sonia Marie.
Yes, so I get that all the time. When people are looking up weight loss and trying to become healthy, they identify my holistic nutrition with vegan and vegetarian, even pescatarian. And what holistic eating means is addressing the whole person. It's a lifestyle. It has everything to do with eating organic one-ingredient foods, and it's about a balance. It's not either or. It's addressing the person, their spiritual beliefs, and everything that's involved with that.
So there's, it doesn't leave out any parts.
Nope.
And as I said in show one, weight loss is about exercise, proper nutrition, and the mindset. It's what you're thinking, it's what you're saying, and what you're doing. And the last show we did the exercise, and this time we're doing the nutrition, and we could probably have like five more shows just on this.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Right? So the next question is, what food group do you think best eliminates cravings?
Is it A, protein, B, healthy fats, or C, vegetables? Now, I was always told, eat protein, protein, protein on every single diet that I've ever done, and that that will cut your craving.
That's right. And for centuries, we've been told that. In the early 80s, we went through this whole no-fat phase, right? Everything was fat-free, everything. And I loved it because back then you can eat a whole big, you know, loaf of Intamin's bakery, fat-free.
Snackwells,
remember? That's right. And so what we were doing and what we were learning was really, really misinformation about how the body works and how the the metabolism works. And what we missed is our healthy fats, which is really what led us to where we are today, which I'll address a little bit later. Okay. But healthy fats are the vehicle that brings the nutrients into the body. And so it's extremely important to know which fats to have every day, but it's like a sedative. It lets us know we're okay and we're safe. So wow. Healthy fats are the
That's
best.
Great. So the answer to that is B, healthy fats. okay, so your next question is, how can you eat healthy if you are short on time and or tired to cook?
Big one.
Yeah, I have no time to cook.
Exactly. A, sign up for a food delivery company. B, learn to food prep. C, pick up cooked foods from the grocery store, or D, all of the above? I would say probably learn to prep your own food if you can.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Crock-pot stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I like delivery food sometimes, but I get really bored on it. But I have known that prepping food helps. So, Sonia, what's the correct answer?
The correct answer is all of the above.
Mm. Okay, so we're all right.
And that's, yeah, we're all right. So what is so important about that is I want to hammer home that it's not a one-size-fits-all. It depends on your social life. It depends on your lifestyle. It depends on your career, how many hours you're working a day. What is going to work for you is going to work for you. So what works for you won't work for Tammy Lee, won't work for me.
And so it's individually.
It is.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so the next question is, what food should I buy organic?
Is it A, foods with a peel, banana, avocado, corn? B, foods with no outer peel, apple, spinach, berries? C, all foods? Or D, eggs?
Man, I think this is a trick question.
It is.
What foods should I buy organic?
I would say buy as much as you can organic if you can afford it.
Absolutely.
It's expensive.
That's right. So it's really funny because when you just even throw out the word organic, a lot of people don't even know what that means. They don't have any idea what organic means. They've heard this, they've heard that. And at the beginning of time, even in my own home, as soon as I'd say the word organic, I would turn off everyone that was, you know, coming over for dinner. They were like, oh God, organic eating. And I'd laugh inside because all that means is they're not using synthetic fertilizers and aids and pesticides in farming. And when you can knock off 23 different kinds of pesticides in the foods that you're eating, you're making a really big shift in your health. And so eating organic is extremely important. And the answer is all foods should be organic. So we want to lessen up what our body has
to do. So it's really your choice of when you said, Jen, well, what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, one of the problems with our industry or in life in general with people is that I can go to McDonald's and buy, you know, feed a family of four for $25 as opposed to going and getting, you know, a healthy organic. But what you're doing is in the long run with all of the pesticides and all the other things that they put in it, you're risking your health. So in the long run, you're going to pay for it.
Very good point.
Right? So go organic. And oh my gosh, the taste of a food that is organic compared to what isn't?
Not even the same.
It doesn't even taste the same.
I do the apple test with my clients all the time. I bring it in and they're like, organic's too expensive. I can't afford it. And my one
Delete
comment
rephrase.
Is, exactly,
I've been using
is
that.
If you think that organic is expensive, wait until you start getting the health bills and the doctor bills and the surgery bills and your medication bills.
Yeah.
And then tell me if it's going to offset the 43 cents per pound that you're paying.
Good point. Okay, our last questions for the IQ is calorie counting important in losing weight?
A, no. B, yes. C, depends on how much weight you need to lose. I would say yes. I always was thought calories in, calories out.
Well, do you like counting calories?
I hate counting calories.
Me too.
It's really difficult.
I hate it. I'm not counting.
And it depresses me and it makes me feel guilty all the time.
Exactly. Which is why the answer is no.
Oh.
Don't
doing it wrong
calories.
All of it.
Don't count your calories, because as soon a calorie isn't a calorie. And yes, calories in, calories out. Like, we've heard this a million times. And I've been in the health and wellness industry for 24 years now. And it's what we are pounded in our brain for so long of a period of time. A calorie does not assimilate like a calorie. You can't tell me if you're on a 1200 calorie diet that if you're eating all one food ingredients, fruits and vegetables and chicken and fish, that those calories are going to assimilate the same as having 1200 calories, meaning you can have 2.5 Snickers a day. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? No. So a calorie isn't a calorie. And if you're eating empty calories, that's even worse, mm-hmm. because you're setting your metabolism up to lose weight instantly and then to gain it all back and some at the end. So you don't, being deprived, no one wants to feel deprived and depleted. And that's exactly what you were just expressing. That's what calorie counting does.
So you don't stick with it. Eventually you just do the up the mountain, down the mountain, up the mountain and down the mountain.
That's
well,
right.
Okay, so I want to know how everybody did on their IQ Q&A. This was fabulous. We're going to continue on with more of information that we've already talked about in the Q&A. But I also want to remind listeners, go to sonia-marie.com. That's your website, right?
Yes.
Sonia, S-O-N-I-A-Marie.com. And then your social media is Sonia Marie Nutrition.
Correct.
Okay. So we want to get people out there to go and visit your website, because you have so much more information than we're going to be able to get out in the time that we have today, Sonia. So tell me more about, for instance, like when someone starts, when they say a diet, like I hear the word diet, it makes me feel restricted, right?
That's
like
right.
A diet is like, oh my God, I'm going to die it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so now I've got to take away things that I enjoy. And so I've always thought that, well, for myself, when I start something of cleaning up, because I love pumpkin pie, it is the fall.
Oh my gosh, don't
start. I will have pumpkin everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I realize in order to get a clean start on the healthy foods that I'm bringing into my body, I kind of need to detox and clean out the pipes first, don't I?
That's right.
Okay,
always.
Can you explain that a little bit better?
So when we start a diet, which I tell my clients when they're coming to work with me, they're not allowed to say the D word. They cannot mention it in my office because I don't put people on a diet. Diets don't work. Diets don't work because if they did, we wouldn't be putting $61 billion a year into diets, diet pills, diet planning, mm-hmm. Our food regimens that we don't stick to. $61 billion a year. You can't tell me there's diets work,
yeah.
right? And 70% is actually the number of people that are overweight and obese now. That's where we are.
Staggering.
70%.
Isn't that amazing?
Crazy.
With all the workout
yeah.
facilities we have, all the different types of workouts, all the different diets. I mean, there's an abundance, and yet we're getting fatter.
We're getting fatter. And even in the U.S., here in the U.S., we have 108 million people a year that go on a diet.
How many?
108 million people go on a diet within 1 year's period of time, will go on a diet on and off of it 4 to 5 times within a year's period of time.
Yeah.
I'm one of those recently. I am. I'm telling you right now, because they don't work. It seems like at first you lose weight, and once you get down there, mm-hmm. it's never as easy to get back down to that weight again.
Because you go into a diet with a timeline in place.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to give myself a month. I'm going to give myself 3 months. And at the end, what? You
yeah.
don't have anything set up for success. Mm-hmm. You don't have anything set up for a lifestyle. So that's what I want to address, Temalee, is how important your mindset is in a lifestyle, and how do you eat healthy without feeling like you're on a diet? That is my one mission in life, is so that you don't feel regimented. So when you're wrapping your brain around, how do I do this? I really want you to look at it as one ingredient foods, putting one ingredient foods into your body that feed your body, that don't have ingredients list.
For example.
We want our vegetables, we want fruits, we want grains, we want proteins, nuts and seeds, we want chicken, we want fish, we want beef, we want all of these things that nature brings us without going,
good old Mother Earth,
I can't have, right? Mm-hmm. Eat the way our ancestors ate. If your grandmother does not know what a food is, like Doritos, don't eat it because it's not a food.
No.
So I really want to resonate. I want that to resonate with our listeners.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to bring you back around. Mm-hmm. So when someone says, okay, I want to clean myself up. Mm-hmm. So for example, I just went through a major, not elective surgery, which we will talk about on on another show. But you're the first person that I call. I'm like, okay, how quickly can I get this medication out of my body?
That's right.
Okay, how quickly? What do I need to eat? What do I need to do to get the inflammation, to get everything out of my body? And what did you say and do?
I said you have to alkalize your system as fast as possible, and you have to remove the toxins from your body. So the medication, just like everything that goes into our gut that's processed, gets stored in our body's fat. And just as if you would put garlic near olive oil or butter, it gets absorbed. It's like a sponge. And so you have to clean that out. And we do that multiple times a year. We need to. You know, my clients say, how many times a year should I detox? Or should I do it once or twice? Well, you wouldn't shower once a day, so you shouldn't detox once a year. Everything that your body comes in touch with, your lotions, your medications, your water, your shampoos, your makeup, your body comes in contact with over 60,000 toxic chemicals within a 7-day period.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And if you're not cleaning that out, no wonder we can't lose weight and we can't feel good.
But that brings me back around to cleaning out the pipes. I call it cleaning out my pipes.
Clean out your pipes. So we need our greens. We need dark leafy greens. We need alkalizing foods, foods that have oxygen and water in it to cool off and reduce the inflammation in our body. So putting greens in, putting our herbs are the best way to remove heavy metals, especially medication. For my clients that have cancer, radiation, chemotherapy, the fastest way to remove this stuff from your body is cilantro and parsley and lemon. I love all three.
Oh, yeah.
It's get it in multiple times a day and remove this from your body so your liver can work and function again.
Yeah. Lemons all over my house. I love lemons. I love the color. I love the smell. Lemons. So, yeah. So she sends it down actually with her son.
My delivery service.
I love it. I have a quick question. I'm a bit confused. Do you say alkaline foods or what was that?
Alkalized
foods. And can you give me like three or four of those?
Sure. So when you put, I'm sure you've seen a million alkaline water things, right? Everybody's drinking alkalized water.
I'm drinking it right now.
Yes, you are. That is the presence of oxygen that is in your water that you are putting into your body. So you're balancing the pH levels in your body.
Okay.
So when you do that, the presence of oxygen means the lack of disease in the body. So you want more oxygen, more food. So alkalized water. You want fruits and berries. Berries are the lowest on the glycemic index, but have the most antioxidants, anti-inflammatory.
Blueberries.
Blueberries is,
are they number one?
Nature's like wonderful.
Okay.
Food. Yes.
Yeah.
They're like candy.
And ginger. Ginger is a natural antibiotic, anti-parasitic. So all of these kinds of foods, your herbs, your leafy greens, your berries are all the number one foods that you want in your body. Your body has to work less than animal proteins with your fruit and vegetables than it does when you put animal proteins in your body. So you want to lessen up the work and the assimilation, and you want all your body working with the fruits and vegetables.
Got it.
Okay, so now let's talk about, because you, one of the things that I notice that you do a lot is that clients come to you and they have like four or five medications that their physician has them on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen you take them down to no medication. They are completely off the medication because you believe, which I do too, is that this organic food, real food, is nature's medicine.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
Right? So, but the worst thing, and it's not a natural food, is sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar is a drug, isn't it?
It is a drug.
I'm addicted.
Most people are. 95% of Americans are addicted to
sugar.
And
isn't that why they put sugar in most every ingredient, such as like ketchup and...
Yes.
I mean, they're just...
The commercials, I can't eat just one.
Yeah.
It's for a reason.
Yeah.
It's a chemical used in our food. And sugar and flour are the worst of them all. And they're in most of everything that we have. And I love that you brought this up because I do. I have clients that come into my office for medications would be an easy client. I have clients on 20 and 30 different kinds of medications every single day.
Wow.
And it's such a challenge, and I love the challenge. When my clients come in and they're like, all right, I have a client for us. I'm going to share a little story. I have a client that was sent in by his wife. And she was like, you have to go to her. You have to get control over this. He was battling with high cholesterol and high blood pressure. And he's been on medication for 30 years and was ready to up his medication again.
Oh, my gosh.
He comes in and he couldn't even make eye contact with me. He was, by the way, a doctor.
Oh.
He was.
Doesn't surprise me, though.
A brain surgeon. These are not people that are coming to my office aren't people that aren't educated. This is everybody out there. The information we get, we don't know where to grab our information from, and we don't understand what it means for us. And so when we're told something over a period of time, we just kind of stick with that's what it means instead of broadening, right, that information source. And I, long story short, put him on a cleanse, mm-hmm. right? Said we have to first clean out your system. First thing I do with all of my clients to make it work efficiently.
And you do that because the good nutrition that comes in gets absorbed, because if you're not doing that, it doesn't get absorbed, correct?
It can't be, which is why you're
in the chair. So if you're taking supplements and all that good stuff that you think you're putting in your body is not getting absorbed because it's clogged up with all the toxins.
That's right. It's being blocked.
Okay.
And that's where all of us are. We get to a point where our liver's not functioning, our sugar levels, we're so fatigued, we can't make it through the day without a nap. I mean, I get more of those clients than anything. So he comes in and he's telling me, he literally is asking me to see him at 5:30 in the morning because he doesn't want anyone to see him coming into my office.
My gosh.
And which is why I'm not naming names. Right? And so he came in, I put him on the detox, and he was asking questions. I'm telling him what he needs to do. And he's like, okay, sure. Okay, I got it. What else? And he was really not listening to me. He went home, and thank God his wife prepared the foods for him. He came back 10 days later, and I've never seen anyone have such direct eye contact before in my life. He showed up 17 pounds lighter, first of all, in 10 days.
Oh,
this is how
gosh.
Inflamed his body was, and said, I need more. I did not realize how bad I was feeling until I started to feel good.
Better. Yeah.
And I love that saying because he got to feel what his body potentially could feel like all the time. Within 2.5 months period of time, I dropped his cholesterol numbers 98 points in 2.5 years. In 3 months, he was off of all of his medication.
Amazing.
He's now 45 pounds down and doing marathons.
And is that just through food, may I ask?
Just through food. Just through food.
Organic, healthy foods, the right foods.
But why is sugar so bad?
Sugar. Okay. So I'm going to give you a little scenario. Drugs and sugar. So just as if sugar is processed and depleted and now refined, just like flour is. It's been so refined that when it hits our gut, it registers as a chemical. It registers as already pre-digested.
Wow.
Because there's no nutritional value left to it anymore. So when it hits our gut says, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't have to. It's already pre-digested. What do I do with this foreign object? I don't know. It's a chemical. So let's shoot it off here, store it in our body fat, and it'll hang out there until we detox, which most people don't. It hangs out there and it causes inflammation and disease. Simple as that. So sugar being refined and having no nutritional value to it is really, really, it's exactly like a drug. And there was actually a study done in 1998 at Cornell where these doctors said, why is sugar so bad? What are we registering? And they did a little experiment with drugs, cocaine and heroin, and sugar. And what if you used the cocoa leaf, right, which is what cocaine is made out of and from Cuba, and you chewed on it, it would do the same thing to your body as having a cup of coffee. Wouldn't really do much of anything. If you would get poppy seeds and have poppy seeds in a muffin, really wouldn't do much of anything, which is what heroin's made out of, right?
Right.
But if you take the cocoa plant and if you take the poppy seeds and you go into the pure essence of the center of the plant and you break it down and you refine it and you purify it and you make it into a powder.
It's a chemical.
You now have cocaine. You now have brown
so
powder,
sugar
which
is cocaine.
Exactly. So what do we do with sugar? We do the same thing. Yeah. Our beets, our cane sugar, our corn, right? We break it down, we purify it into a powder form, and we put it into our food. It is now a drug.
And we become addicted.
Yeah.
And we're wondering why we're addicted to food. We're wondering how it's so hard. It's not our fault that we're addicted to sugar. Yeah. It is a chemical balance within our system that we can't control. And our brain tells us to feel good, we need more of that. And so when we're putting sugar in our system, it overloads our bloodstream. It overloads our gut with dopamine. That pleasure sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes you happy. Sugar
makes
you happy.
But it surges so much that it tells our brain that we can't be happy without that food. You can't be happy without a little something sweet at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We can't be happy with one piece.
I'm one of those. I'll admit it here. I'm addicted to sugar. My thing is chocolate, though. It's not sugar as in like gummy bears or any of like that type of candy. I don't like that. I'm all about dark chocolate. And so for me, it's like that, just a little something at night. So what I've tried to do is just get the darkest chocolate at little chips, and I put them in the freezer. And then when I feel like I need that, I just take a little handful because I like the crunchiness of it. And I'm getting my little fix, but I probably shouldn't have been doing that, huh?
You could do that.
Okay.
Tammy Lee,
two.
I do the exact same thing in the freezer. I knew there was a sisterhood here somewhere.
I
bow
it.
Down to you.
Well, what I would tell you about that, and you want to liven that up a little bit and help your hormones, right?
Oh, I know what you're going to tell
me. Over 40, I know you do because I've told you what to do. So what we do is utilize that even in a bigger sense. We want dark chocolate. We want it in its purest form. Really, that's what this is all about. 72% higher so that you're getting out as much of the sugar content as possible.
Yeah.
And I tell my clients to stuff that little bitty chocolate chip into a raspberry.
I don't get the little bitty ones. I get the jumbo ones. I'm sorry.
Well, stuff it in the raspberry anyway.
and
she wants us to stick it in
throw
a raspberry.
It
in the freezer. And then eat the raspberry and the chocolate together because raspberries help balance our estrogen levels, our hormones.
Oh,
so why not get the beautiful benefits of having beautiful, smooth skin and eat your chocolate at the same time.
Right? Do you know how many people are going to be writing this down? I'm writing this down right now.
Wow.
So it balances it out. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, we could just go on and on and on, because I already see, like, in the future we need a show just on different detoxes, because I love your detox program. But so we're going to save that for something in the future. And then, I don't know, Jen, I think we need to come back and talk all about if you're addicted to sugar, how how A, can we reduce that, and all the different little tricks, like she just showed us with the dark cocoa chocolate with the raspberry, put it in the freezer. We need more recipes like that, don't
we
you
do.
Think?
We do, because I've lived 60 years, and I was always mindful about my diet, and I'm learning so much today. This is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Good. Well, so with that, we always like to, I like to have our delete and rephrase. So I asked Sonia, because Sonia Marie gets people that says things all the time, and she knows my delete and rephrase. So Sonia, your delete and rephrase is:
everything I eat makes me gain weight. I hear that every single day. And to rephrase that, I tell my clients, switch your mindset into: everything I eat makes me lighter and lighter. And it's so unbelievably powerful. It's such a powerful mantra. I have them tell themselves that over and over again when they're on their walks.
Right.
And it works.
Yeah. That's that whole part of the mind, your words. And that's one of the reasons why I like to do delete and rephrase, which sometimes can sound a little bit like the next one, constipation or affirmation. But the difference is, delete and rephrase is when somebody says something over and over again, like, oh, I'm just, you know, I eat and it makes me gain weight. Where a constipation to affirmation is something that you're stuck on and you're needing an affirmation for the day. So Sonia Marie, what is your constipation to affirmation?
So I hear all the time, everything I eat, all this food goes right to my hips, right? So to affirm that, the food I choose to eat heals and restructures my beautiful body.
And you want to say that throughout the day. Put a post-it. Write it down. Something that you're wanting to rephrase, you're wanting to get out, being stuck on something. And so I have little affirmations, and if something I need to focus on that day, I'll write a little post-it note, and I will put it in my car, I'll put it on my desk, on my computer, I will take it everywhere with me, and just say it every chance that I get. One of our favorites, it was so funny, because during this time of healing, Sonia sends me affirmations, and we tend to do this a lot. And she sent me an affirmation. She goes, day by day, in every way, we're getting stronger and stronger. And I started laughing, because I go, okay, wait a minute, that is my affirmation. I've been saying that forever. I mean, I think I said it on the first show, and I change it a lot sometimes. It's day by day, in every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger. Day by day, in every way, I'm getting healthier and healthier. And day by day, in every way, I'm getting skinnier and skinnier. But it's just saying something that to remind you that your mind, your words, your bodies, and your soul, putting it all together, has a better outcome. Oh, did I tell you that I'm dyslexic? Okay. So with all of that, I it's time to close the show, and I'm really sad, because we could just go on and on and on. And Jen, I want to thank you again for being here. I just love that you're here, and you're just like one of the girls, and we get to talk, and you ask all the right questions. And of course, Sonia Marie, thank you so much. I want to remind everybody, soniamarie.com, and there is a dash between the Sonia and the Marie. Okay, sonia-marie.com. And real quick, because you didn't mention this, but it's one of my favorite things that I look forward to every Friday, is your Foodie Friday.
Foodie
Friday, and that is, you give a recipe.
So yeah, if you want to sign up for my newsletter, I give you health tips and really yummy recipes. I'm also a chef, and so all this healthy food that we want to put in our body, we want it to taste good. We don't want it to taste like cardboard, and I really take pride in my recipes, and put some really fun, beautiful foods out there that taste really good. And if you want to be a part of that, please sign up.
And go to her website. You can learn more about Sonia and Marie. There's so many wonderful things about her. She is overqualified for all of this, things that we can understand. And I just love you to death. Thank you so, so much for sharing with us as well as our listeners. And in closing of the show, as I usually say, take care of your body and your body will take care of you. And in this case, take care of your body, your mind, and your soul, and all three will take care of you. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day.